Now, what this is another kind of a shrub, an evergreen shrub, and you see it out, maybe in mountain areas, and it has large pink and white flowers, and it's poisonous, and it has shiny leaves. Do you have any name for that? Mountain laurel. Have you ever heard of mountain laurel?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Not familiar. Or rhododendron?
Rhododendron, yeah, but I didn't know the rhododendron were poisonous.
Well, I don't know that they are, but they're sort of related, I think, to the mountain laurel. They're, you know, an evergreen with large shiny leaves and pink and white flowers, too. What's another tree with shiny leaves and very fragrant flowers? And they're very common in the South.
Mm-hmm. Magnolia.
Okay, now, if your husband were still living and you wanted to do something, I mean, I wanted you to do something, but you know, you'd have to ask him first. You'd say, I must ask.
My husband.
Okay. Or he might say, I must ask.
All right.
Okay. Now, what's the name of a woman who has lost her husband?
Widow.
Okay. And what do we call the head of the house, the man?
Man of the house.
If he has children, he's a...
Father.
Okay. Okay, did you have... You told me, though, I think that you didn't know your father, right?
Didn't know where, not about him.
So you never had any special terms or terms of affection that you called him?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about your mother? Did you have any terms of affection that you called?
Mama, sweet mama. She said we were just like two, just the two of us. She was always mama, dear mama.
Oh, that's sweet. You called her sweet mama, too?
Yes, I called her sweet mama.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. Okay, what now, your mother and father together are your...
Parents.
And you said you didn't know your grandparents either.
No, I didn't know anything about my grandparents.
All right, but the man would be your
my grandfather.
And the woman would be your
grand.
Okay. And what do you call young people? The kids you taught?
Youth.
But yeah. You'd say,
my pupils.
Or my...
Children. Mm-hmm. I always speak of them as my children.
Good, okay. Did you have any pet names or, you know, what you might call basket names? Did you ever use that term, pet name or basket name?
I can call my baby here. I call her baby. I call her dumpling.
Well, that's a pet name, dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sugar or any of those, you
mm-hmm.
know. Yeah. Honey child.
Honey child,
yeah.
Call her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just call her most anything. Uh-huh. That's the nearest I've had within the family. Most of my children, just school children, children of the neighborhood. I call them honeys, babies.
Now, what do you call the thing that you put a baby in to take it for a ride?
Carriage.
A baby carriage?
Carriage.
Uh-huh. And so then what are you doing when you're walking behind it? You're what?
Pushing it.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say you're wheeling the baby?
As what?
Wheeling the baby.
Wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel the baby. Would you ever use that?
Yeah, well, yes, I guess so. Of course, they don't use the carriages now. They have those little baby carts
mm-hmm.
that they
mm-hmm.
put them in and push them, wheel them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.